in relation to the alleged crimes committed in the temporary detention isolator. From 1st November 2019, this is the establishment date of the institution, until now seven criminal cases is being investigated on the basis of crime reports received from the temporary detention isolator. Out of the cases mentioned, five was related to the alleged violence against detainees, and two was related to the deaths of the arrested person. In relation of the death cases, investigation has established that in one case the death of the detainee was the result of the heart attack, which is approved by the forensic examination, and in the other case the death was cause of a committed suicide from the detainee. As for the other five cases on the facts of alleged violence against detainees, investigation is ongoing, and until now we do not have the grounds for the initiation of public prosecution. In relation to all the mentioned cases, we would like to highlight that the openness of the investigation is ensured, and the victims and affected persons have full access to the criminal cases, the information and the facts, and also they are fully involved in the investigation. In case of inquiry of additional information, we are ready to answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I would respond to the questions regarding the inter-prisoner violence that was posed by the committee member. Yes, indeed, we would admit that currently